Welcome to mentorship classes. It has been a while, yes, a long time since I have been here with you, every one of you, wherever you are geographically. Come on in and take your seat. Bless the Lord. It is my prayer that every one of you are doing well, and may the God of all comfort, strengthen you and keep you wherever you are. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pause right now to give you thanks and praise and all the glory that's due to your name, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless each and every one in this class today. And Father, I ask that you would meet them at the point of their need. And may something that is said in this class encourage someone on their journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Today, our topic is lint-free. And I'm taking this from a chapter. I'm taking a chapter out of a collection of inspirational writings, Volume 1, Seeds of Hope, my very first book. And I'd like to give you the definition of lint. Bits of loose threads or fluff, etc. That's a definition of lint. And to make it clearer, we find like when we wash our clothes in the washing machine, and mostly when we dry them, we find a lot of lint that's in the container. Like there's a little container where you actually put those. Anyway, whatever is left from the clothes or comes off the clothes, it becomes lint. And sometimes it gets onto the clothing and it ruins, it spoils the garment, it spoils the clothes. The question is, though, the question is, have you ever put a garment into the washer with a load of clothes, having a feeling that it could spoil the whole wash, but you take the risk anyway, hoping that it would be okay? And that is so real. That has happened to me many times. Listen, imagine the washer has just completed its cycle of washing and rinsing. Now, with great anticipation, examining the clothing, you discover that the whole load of clothes is filled with lint. Some of the clothing are not able to be worn anymore because of the fluff that is all over them. Immediately, you remove the faulty garments and redo the whole wash. Most of the wash is restored, yet some are not fit to wear. A lesson is learned, though. Do not take shortcuts in doing the laundry. As a matter of fact, in most things, it's not a good thing to take the shortcut, the easy way out. And some clothing are to be washed separately so that the clothing will be lint-free. But you know, we sometimes allow symbolically sin to invade our lives, just as that one piece of clothing spoiled the whole wash, causing lint to spoil the clothing. Sin in our lives is like lint on clothing. And you know what? Sin changes people. It often appears attractive and very beautiful. Yes. And when you get some time in your leisure time, you can read from the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 to 6 about the cunning serpent and how he deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. Listen, and they disobeyed God. Sin effects also spreads as lint does in the wash cycle. The seriousness of sin is that it breaks fellowship with God. And you know what? Our Abba Father. Listen, there's no excuse for our sins. And listen, many times we tend to blame others. And notice I'm saying we, because you know, I'm in that too. We must be mindful that disobedience is sin to God. Disobedience to God is sin. Even a small amount of sin can become deadly. Remember, sin spread from Adam and Eve and is even reaching us today. No matter where you are geographically, small sins can grow out of control. And what is even worse, it grieves the heart of God. Sin affects all of us. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But right where you are, do not despair. There is a remedy for sin. It is the good news of salvation. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He was marred beyond recognition for you and for me. He suffered, bled, and died, enduring our shame and humiliation. Jesus had 39 stripes for our healing. We don't have to fall prey to sin because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Every one of you in this class and under the sound of my voice, invite Jesus to live in your heart today. Because you may, and you do, you probably do, have a plan for your life and have it all mapped out, planned out. What are you going to do? Your vocation and everything. But without God being a part of it, it will fall apart. And you know, sometimes with God in it too, things seem to fall apart. But the good news is, no matter how things fall apart and God is in it, He will restore. He will keep you in the midst of it. Listen, your life and my life can be lent free from the ravages of sin. You and I can have the abundant life, free to walk into your destiny, fulfilling your purpose, the purpose for which God has created you to do here on earth. Now, right where you are, take that step of faith today if you have not done so already, and make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, and live the abundant life in Christ. You are a winner. Greatness is in you. But God will, it has to be according to the plan of God. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, stay lint free. God bless you.